Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, and do we have a treat for all of you today. Whether you're a music lover, a life lover, you know, this is really going to hit you in the heart, the segment, I promise. So make sure you listen to the whole thing, and I'm just so excited to have a dear, another old friend of mine, John Rolls, in the house. John, thanks for coming in.
And so nice to be here. This is such a treat for me as well.
You and I go back quite a ways, huh?
Back to the TV business in Connecticut. I've started here in 1987, so it's been on and off for a couple of stints at various stations.
Yeah, so we both lived that life for a long time, and you recently retired, and you know, that's when, John, you told me that you said you want to go back to kind of your roots and what really motivates you and keeps you going, and that's music. So talk a little bit about your love for music. I know we have one guy in common, John Denver, right?
Yes,
he's
indeed.
My favorite.
Yes, indeed.
So what is it that brought you back? You know, you're born in North Carolina. That's really where your roots are. And you're just doing some amazing things, which we're going to play some of John's songs for you a little bit later as well.
You know, I cut my musical teeth at the Methodist Church in Westfield, New Jersey, starting in the Wesley Boys Choir in the fourth grade or something like that. And then they had a wonderful music ministry program there, and I just hooked into it and had just a wonderful decade, let's say, of singing in the choirs and doing some guitar work and bass and whatever. So that was kind of where my incubator, if you will. And then
did you study music?
I took lessons on guitar and bass. Actually, my bass teacher ended up being the assistant minister of music at the church. So it was a great experience being able to sing and perform at the church almost weekly. And that's really where I got started. And then there was the coffee houses that were in the area.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to, you know, be able to get up there in front of my peers and sing a few songs. And you mentioned John Denver. This was the early 70s when the singer-songwriter was really coming to fruition. And I could perform all the top 10 hits on my guitar and my voice, because they were all singer-songwriters.
Right.
You know, from the John Denvers to the Jim Croce and Carole King.
I know.
Paul Simon.
There wasn't a place you couldn't go where, like, whether it was a lounge or just a small cafe, and just, you know, someone and their guitar. Those were the good old days, weren't they?
Yes, indeed. And wonderful harmonies, which I always loved, and good acoustic guitar work. And I was just in my
element.
Yes,
and now
indeed.
You're retired, and so you've kind of refocused. You've been back and forth to Nashville. Kind of tee up the song that we're going to play for our listeners this morning. Again, we've got John Roll in the house. If people want to follow you, where can they do that, John?
Well, I am in the middle of getting a website developed.
Okay.
It should be, I would say, by February 1, it'll be out there. But
your music's on YouTube?
Music is on YouTube, and the other platforms, Spotify, mm-hmm. and iTunes, and that sort of thing. So you could just type me in, and hopefully I'll be there, and you can click on play and enjoy it.
But, okay, so tee us up for the song that we're about to listen to.
Okay, I actually, when I was sort of getting out of my career in television, I really wanted to start writing again, and Paula and I had a duet in Connecticut maybe 10 years earlier, playing at restaurants and bars and whatever.
Paula, your wife?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just loved that two-part harmony, acoustic guitar stuff. So we had always thought about writing music together. So I signed in for a songwriter's workshop with A.J. Gundell, who is a songwriter and composer of some renown. He's won 13 Emmys over the years. But so he sponsored this songwriter's workshop, and I hooked into it. And as part of our charge, we had to write a song, and Carolina Boy was the one that I was working on during this writer's workshop. So he and the group, there was about a dozen of us, he made some comments and we did some tweaks and whatever, but came out of it with what was really a good song, I think. And
okay,
that's
where
it all started.
And you recorded this and you've done it in Nashville, right?
Yes, indeed. So
okay, so
went down there last year, and this is one of three that I did down there last
year. Okay, all right. So let's sit back, and I hope you enjoy this rendition of John Rule's Carolina Boy.
Carolina boy, can you hear it calling? The sound of the wind whistling through the pines, sending me back to the land I come from. Just follow those honeysuckle vines. I'll never kick that tar off of my heels. Walking those roads is my greatest joy, 'cause I'm still that Carolina. Saved us from the rain. Mama and Daddy gave us all of their best, all that they had and nothing less. I learned to live and I learned to love. I said my prayers to the stars above. Always worked hard, but I paid no, never mind. The sweat on my brow kept me in line. Simply the best there could ever be. Now that I'm back and I'm here to stay, I've seen nothing that could keep me away. That Smoky Mountain sunset, the end of a perfect day.
Wow. I mean, it's just, that should be played on every radio station in this country. And I mean, it's just amazing. Who's the vocalist, John?
Well, I have to say, and I hope I don't get into trouble, Ron Wallace, who is a session singer in Nashville. I signed a contract with him that he would do this. I can't show his image,
right?
But I think I can mention his name.
Okay.
And if not, then I'll get something.
So where is this going? Where does this, what do you do next with this a song
goes,
like this?
This goes,
is amazing.
Thank you. This goes on the social media sites like Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple iTunes, YouTube Music, those through a distributor. I use DistroKid. And how it works in the music business now is that people from the record companies, they listen to these sites every day. 2 or 3, 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. They don't wait for cassettes and CDs
right,
to come
like
to
they
their
used
office.
To. Yeah.
And if they see one that they like or hear one that they like, they'll make a call or whatever. So
who knows who could, what big artist could record the song? Is that the way you're looking at it?
It is. That's like hitting the lottery.
I know. But you know what? With a song like that, you know, I mean, it just, I think it's got legs. I mean, it's just a very catchy tune, and you can understand the lyrics, and they really speak to me. I mean, and hopefully everybody. But you know, I know it's a crazy business now. I've worked with musical artists in the past, and it's about how many likes you get and how many followers you have on social media now. And you know, it's not like this is a great song, let's get somebody to do it. But fantastic. I just absolutely love it, John. Great job.
On the heels of this recording, they had the tragedy in Western North Carolina with the hurricane. Mm. And then they had the follow-up, that huge concert, 75,000 people in Charlotte. And so there are two Carolina boys, Luke Combs and Eric Church, who were part of that show.
Right.
So you say, how do you get this marketed or sold? I'd love to be able to get in touch with either of those folks. And even Darius Rucker, who's from South Carolina.
Oh, my gosh.
It's still Carolina.
one of my favorites. Wow, that's great. Okay, so now let's move on a little bit, because I know you've written quite a few songs. And, you know, you talked about Paula, your wife. So let's just kind of, again, if you're just tuning in, Ann Baldwin here with John Roll, who is just a very talented songwriter and musician. And finally, now in retirement, you've put a lot of energy into that, but your life has changed recently, John.
Well, my wife Paula was diagnosed with cancer 5 or 6 years ago and had recovered significantly, and we had the wind at our backs and decided to go into full retirement in 2022, around the time of the birth of my third granddaughter. So that kind of worked out. And she and I were planning on going to Nashville with some of our recordings and songs and doing them professionally, just really in order to hear how good or not good a song is. Mm-hmm. You got to hear these players play it. And they are just so amazing how they do it. I could talk for an hour about that. But so we were all set to go. And unfortunately, Paula took sick again in the fall of 2022, and had an amazing recovery, and then hit the skids in early 2024 and passed away in February of 2024.
And I'm so sorry. What type of cancer was it?
She had endometrial cancer, which is like uterine cancer, mm-hmm. you know, women's body parts and such, and it metastasized into her lung, into her bones, into her ear. Crazy stuff, but was a real trooper throughout. And she and I continued to write music and to sing together, and that was a great comfort during that time too. So I'm kind of doing this to carry on her legacy
of
writing lyrics and singing. She had a amazing voice. So
amazing voice, great personality. I had the pleasure of meeting her a few times. You know, just always had a smile on her face, regardless of what she had been through. So again, so sorry for that. But well, like you said, man, this will be her legacy. So together, you and Paula did the next song, right? So you wrote this next song called As Long As We Hold On. What's the story behind that?
This song has a long backstory, but we kind of dug it out of the back of the folder. And, you know, part of my Achilles heel with writing songs is that I'm pretty good with coming up with a hook for the chorus or whatever. But in telling a story in the verses, where you talk about people and you talk about emotions and sensitivity and that sort of thing, that's where Paula really came in. And so I had, during COVID, I had been driving the car and said, you know, how would you describe COVID? You know, what's going on? And it's, well, we have to hold on, and because everything is on hold. So the chorus is on hold and hold on. And then Paula took that into a fictitious romantic situation where a couple had to split up to find themselves and try to get back together, but realizing that you really have to kind of stay together to work it. So that's where her motivation was for the lyrics.
Okay, so let's take a listen. Here's John Roll and Paula Roll's song.
And it's got
song.
A great violin part.
Oh, I can't wait. Here it is, As Long As We Hold On.
beside you, my heart is beating fast. I tremble at the memory of our nearly broken past. Our love we thought was endless, you and I stood hand in hand. But we let go, put us on hold, I didn't understand. We couldn't sort things out when we were apart, so we tried to come together with the hope of our new start. I ask myself, could I take on life's harsh realities? But fear made me let go of you, and you let go of me. This paralyzing doubt hid what we knew early on, that together we are everything as long as we hold on. As long as we hold on, hold on. Softly on my cheek, our bodies dance in time. Your longing whispers in my ear, your eyes caressing mine. Hold me, love me, never again on hold. Our love will take us everywhere as long as we hold on.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. God bless Paula. You know, what a beautiful song.
She told a great story.
She told a great story. You know, and she'd be so proud of you, John.
Well, thank you. And I'm proud of her,
yep,
too.
So. Yes, yes. I know it's a little bit of a tearjerker when you start getting into this stuff. But, you know, good for you for taking that. You know, you've got your children. How many grandchildren do you have now?
Three.
Three grandkids.
Three granddaughters.
Three granddaughters. And, you know, that's what life is all about, right? You just have to keep moving on and holding on.
So much. And actually, my one granddaughter came home from school yesterday. I was at their house, and she had written on the cover of her notebook, Carolina boy, with a picture of me with my guitar.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps. That's great. And we've got another announcement. So that song, As Long As We Hold On, tell our listeners what your exclusive information is on that.
Well, I was finally able to get my act together after the holidays and post it through DistroKid, my distributor, and have it come up on all those social media sites, Spotify and YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. And that'll be launching this coming Monday, the 20th.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow it launches. So you went and recorded this where? Again in Nashville?
Recorded it at the Baird Music Group in Nashville. Great bunch of people. Just fantastic.
Well, they did a great job. You know, and I can see like Faith Hill and who else?
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, I can see that as a good duet. Wow. Well, this is just great. And I'm glad that you're following your career and your love for music. And it's got to be a little bit of a distraction from all the other things that go on in life. Sometimes hopefully it just gives you a little skip in your step. So we've also got a great treat because you also brought your guitar in. And what are you going to be playing live for us? Now, this will be your voice.
Yes, this will be my voice and my guitar. And this is a song. When I was in college, freshman year, we had a January program where we could do independent study. I said, I'm going to go home and record an album.
Okay.
So I did. This was a song that was an original song from back in that day. And didn't really have a great story to it or as deep as we would have wanted it. So Paula stepped in back in 2022 and I explained to her what it was all about. It was basically a coming-of-age story about leaving your friends after high school. And, you know, this is the transformation with Paula's help.
Okay, and this is John Roll, and it's called For All of You. Hit it.
You know, it's been a long, long time. We shared a lot of dreams. Looking back, how could it have been as good as it seems? These photographs, some torn and scratched, bring memories flooding in of what you all have meant to me. I never told you then. I love you much more than I can say. Even though the times have made us go our different ways, I realize what's been inside me, and I hope you feel it too. That each of you is part of me, and I'm thankful, friends, for all of you. Did some foolish, crazy things, but had each other's backs. Sometimes we laughed so hard it ached, was hard to fight tears back. The celebration and the grief, we shared life's ups and downs. I didn't know to tell you then, if only time could be rewound. I love you much more than I can say. Even though the times have made us go our different ways, and I realize what's been inside me, and I hope you feel it too. That each of you is part of me, and I'm thankful, friends, for all of you. I hope I was as good a friend as you were to me. We got each other, always were the truest friends in need. Places change, the people gone, sometimes clouds come into view. Even if you're far away, I know that you're still you. I've always tried to be myself, you knew what I stood for. But thinking back, I'm hoping I meant a whole lot more. 'Cause I love you much more than I can say. Even though the times have made us go our different ways, I realize what's been inside me, and I hope you feel it too. That each of you is part of me, and I'm thankful, friends, for all of you. Ooh.
Wow, we're thankful for you, John Roll. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Ann. This has been fun.
It has been fun. And I want to just wish you continued success, John. You know, it's a tough business. You know that. The music business can be a struggle. But you've got what it takes. Somebody needs to hear your music. And hopefully we'll be hearing you on the radio and all the social media platforms very soon.
I certainly hope so. And thanks for listening out there. Appreciate it.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed the music. Again, look John Roll up. Look up his songs. He's just getting restarted again after a very well-deserved retirement in the crazy news business. And it's just been a pleasure. He made my heart feel good today, and hopefully all of our listeners as well, John.
Fantastic, Ann. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to all of you for tuning into this edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin, and we'll see you back here next Sunday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.